USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is meeting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
I guess I will see the King and the Crown Prince, but that's not the meeting I'm going to. They'll be part of a much larger meeting.
This comes despite saying he'd only meet with his father. The change of plans also come just 2 years after Biden vowed to make the Middle Eastern kingdom a, quote, pariah. In 2020, Biden stated that the Saudi regime was to blame for the 2018 murder of a Washington Post columnist. Even though the prince denied being involved in the killing, U.S. intelligence was adamant that the Saudi ruler had ordered the hit at its consulate in Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Former President Donald Trump says he's already made a decision about whether to run again in 2024. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said his, quote, big decision will be whether he announces before or after November's midterm elections. There's going to be some changes with United Healthcare options.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witty added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The New York Attorney General's office has announced it has agreed to delay the long-sought depositions from former President Donald Trump and his two children, Donald Trump Jr. and Ivanka Trump. This comes a day after Ivana Trump's death. The 73-year-old first wife of the former president and mother of three of his children was found dead in her New York City apartment Thursday, according to the New York Police Department. A spokesperson for the New York Attorney General said in a statement to media that, quote, in light of the passing of Ivana Trump yesterday, attorneys for the Trumps requested a delay for their court-ordered interviews in a civil fraud probe. The UN Secretary General said that talks this week in Istanbul with Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey to export the millions of tons of grains in Ukrainian Black Sea ports are moving forward, adding that there is optimism that a deal could be signed as early as next week. Now, Russia has stated that the delay in exports of grain in Ukrainian ports is because Ukraine mined the ports and has said it would not attack vessels in corridors that would be established for export of the grain. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.